People often ask, especially therapists, how is it that when they say something to people, they give advice, the person doesn't seem to connect with what they're telling them, and often come back and ask the same question over and over? I can tell you why. It goes like this. You see, what we don't realize, even although we keep saying it, and now even science is saying the same thing, we are not experiencing reality directly, moment to moment. So as I say that, you see, you are not experiencing this directly in this moment. What's happening is the sound is going to your brain. Your brain is converting the sound into meaning according to your meaning. So you're not hearing what I'm saying, you're hearing what you're saying. And what you're hearing about what you're saying is pre-programmed. So do you get that? The meaning has already been put into your brain. So when you hear something from the outside, you're hearing your old meaning. So then we could ask, well, why do such a silly thing? If we're asking for new advice, why do we listen to the old advice? I can explain that to you. You see, humans hate change. Hate it. What they want, and this is the function of the brain, which is to try and keep you safe, what they want is something that's said to them that doesn't disturb anything. You see, when they say, what do I need to do because my life isn't happy, what they're actually saying is, how can I go on living the same way with the same people in the same situation, exactly the same, and feel better? That's what they're asking. They're asking not how they can change, but how can they change the outside circumstances so they can remain the same and feel better? The brain actually has a facility for handling information that is inconvenient. We used to see this, especially in the evening talks. We would be talking about something general and we could feel the energy flowing. But as soon as we reached something that people really didn't want to know, it was as though the atmosphere froze, especially about relationships not working. Only relating working, relationships doesn't working. As we started talking about relationships not working, the atmosphere would freeze. People's eyes would change. They'd glaze over. And they would sit there as though they were listening, but it hadn't gone in. And what happens is the brain keeps taking in information that is not too disturbing, not upsetting. Just let it flow in and flow out. But as soon as something comes in that's inconvenient, it shunts it off. It diverts it off to a part of the brain that just sits on it and anesthetizes it, kills it. And so when, say, a therapist in a session is telling a client something that they need to hear and it's not what the client wants to hear, the brain has a way of shunting it off, putting it to one side, sending it down another channel and off into oblivion. And so it's no surprise that when the client comes back the next time, they ask virtually the same question and you give them virtually the same answer because they didn't want to hear what they needed to hear. So if you're living in a situation with certain people, certain house, certain circumstances, certain job, certain family, and it's not working, it's pretty obvious that something has to change, isn't it? So what the mind says, without you realizing it, we need to change the other. We need to change the circumstances, the other people, so I can stay the same and not be disturbed. But of course, the mind doesn't say it that clearly, because if it did, the ego would say, oh, no, 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 I'm ready for change. But we're not. We want the other to change. Now, there's a complication to this, you see, is because the other wants you to change. They're doing exactly the same thing. So both parties are trying to get the other to change so they can stay the same and feel good about it and feel good about themselves. Here's another dimension to the situation. We move to another level. So now we're talking to a different sort of person who says, all right, I see that this person is not going to change. And of course, in the mind saying, and I want to stay in this situation. So therefore, I should accept the other person as they are. Great idea. But you see, the thing is, the person does not accept. The idea is there they should accept. But they don't know how to accept. They keep running up to, the person says a particular phrase, they react, they contract, and then they go, so what do I do with this? I'm supposed to accept this. But you see, if you're not accepting, then you're not accepting. And that is a fact. Now that brings us to a whole new dimension. Living in the moment. You've heard that before, haven't you? Living in the moment. Now, you see, this is a whole separate thing. The mind is not capable, do you get that? Capable of living in the moment. It can't do that. If the mind comes to the moment, there is no mind. There is only moment. Now. But the mind doesn't know how to do that. It's not designed to do that. It's not supposed to do that. If it did that, it'd think something terrible might happen to you. It's a low level but incredibly complicated mechanism to keep you as safe as possible. Physically, emotionally, mentally, every way to keep you safe. And in order to do that, it has to keep referring to the past, not only your past, but everybody's past, to see what could possibly happen in the next moment, called the future. So the mind goes backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. But it's never in the moment. If it's in the moment, everything stands still. When Jesus was asked, what's it like in heaven? It's reported that he said, there is time no more. If you do the Satori group, and you have a Satori, you have an awakening, you'll know exactly what that means. It doesn't mean what your mind is telling you now, because your mind can't tell you what it's like not to have a mind, because the mind doesn't know what it's like not to have a mind. And not to have a mind is not to have the illusion of time. There is only now. 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 And each now is a fresh now. And if you say, ah, now. No, it's not now, because as soon as you said it, it's not now. It's another now. It's continuously evolving. Now. Now. If you take a look at your disturbances, whatever disturbs you, whatever, if you take a look at the source of that, it is only the mind. But you can say, but what if I'm stuck on a railway crossing and there's a train coming? You see, it's still the future. The mind goes to what happens when that train hits. It's not here now. Now is always perfect. perfect. And again, the mind can't understand that. How can it be perfect if you're stuck in a railway crossing and there's a train coming? It is. It's perfect. Everything is always perfect in the moment. And if you can't get out of your car and you're going to hit by the train, you'll expand and say, what's this experience going to be? And that's what happens in the moment. What's in this moment? What's the maximum potential of this moment? And this moment, not one millisecond in the past or the future. If you look at your distress, your misery, you'll find it's the mind projecting a future. But what if, let's say you've just fallen over and something's really in pain. If you look, you'll find that that pain is to do with what is actually happening. Is this a tragedy? Do I go to the hospital? If you're absolutely there in this moment, you can experiment this. Toothache is a really good thing. Experiment with this. Be here now. Have that pain. Be with that pain. Go into that pain. And you'll find, even although the pain's there, it's floated into the background. Like when you take a painkiller. It's sort of there, and it's not there. In this moment. So often people will say, but what if? And I say, be here. But what if this is going to happen? And I say, no. Be here. Be here. It's not happening now. But this could happen and that could happen. Yes, it can. Possibly then. But it's not happening now, is it? And if you listen to your mind that keeps projecting everything that'll go wrong, you'll never be happy. Because you'll never be here just as it is. It's perfect now. So you're sitting or driving or walking, listening to this. Now is always perfect. It can't be any other way. Now, until you think about it, 1 millisecond into the future, it's gone. You're off into this labyrinth of things that your mind brings together from the past to project what awful things can happen in the future. I'm going to run out of money, and my partner's going to leave me, I'm going to get ill, I'm going to get old, and yes, it goes on and on and on. Now, how is it now? But I'm in pain now. Go into that pain. Say yes to that pain. Be with that pain. And you'll find it's not what you thought it was. The pain is only painful because you're not listening. You're not getting the message your body, through the brain, through the physical, is telling you. It's saying, we need to take care of this. Go there and say, yes, I'm taking care of this. I'm doing everything that needs to be done. I'm with it. Thank you for the message. I'm here. Now, if you do that, even with the most distressing physical pain, you'll find it fades into the background. Until you say, oh, it's in the background. Back. Because you went back to the mind again to comment instead of now. 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 You say, what if? I say, now. Here's another aspect to being one with this moment, this now. Let's say your mind says, because it's always the mind that says anything, no mind, no saying. Let's say your mind says, yes, but I don't have any money, or my partner's leaving me, or I'm losing my job, or there's the mortgage to pay, and so on and so on and so on. If I just accept this moment, then what's going to happen about these things? Again, you will get this experience if you do the Satori group. You'll have this experience for yourself. But I'm going to tell you, which means telling your mind, other possibilities. It goes like this. If you disconnect from the activity of the mind, you actually start to realize what we'll call a different dimension, a different state of being. And this is what I'd love you to get. In this state of being, being with what is, you will realize that you are blessed. You are loved. You are taken care of. And this isn't personal. This is universal. We all are. But when we're busy in our mind trying to take care of things, we get out of touch with what is. Still, silent, in the moment, what Jesus called thy will be done, but actually there isn't a thy, you are the thy. You are everything and everything is you. But if you're in the mind, you separate yourself and you work with these tiny limitations of the mind. If you let that go, you might find suddenly something pops in. The same as most of the big breakthroughs in science has popped through in this stillness, in this silence, in the sleep, in the bath. Popped through because instead of being in the mind, you've just gone empty for a moment and you suddenly feel that you're in touch with something else. Something pops through. Oh, yes, I could do. And that is what we could call the magic of life. But it's not magic. It's there all the time. It's just that we're not there. It's there. We're not there. Because we're in a place that's not there. We're in the limitations of the mind that's working in the past and projecting a restricted future. So each day, spend a little time just sitting. I'm not saying when you just sit, you're going to drop into peace. It's usually just the opposite. It's as though the mind has just been waiting for you to sit down so it can pour all this stuff in. Let it do it. Let it pour. Let all those thoughts come in, but let them go out as well. Don't get attached to any of them. They come in, they go out. They come in, they go out. And in the stillness, you might find that other things get revealed to you. A potent time for this is just when you wake up. Check out. All sorts of information may have been presented to you when the mind wasn't so busy. Sometimes when you're just dropping off to sleep, just be present. Be present, and you might find that you're in touch with other levels. It's not magic. It is what is. We are everything and everything is us. And there's a harmony, what Heraclitus called the hidden harmony. There's a harmony. And we could say it is for us, but that is not strictly true, you see, because for us, we assume there's something against us. But there's nobody or anything for us. And there's nobody or anything against us. It just is. And we are, we could say, part of that isness. Or more accurately, we are that isness. The mind can't understand that. How can one be everything? And yet we keep getting that from the wise people. Thou art that. The kingdom of God is within. And then Jesus says, when you see the within as the without, all one, all one. It can't be understood. You just sit with it. Your maximum potential is available to you in each moment. It may not look what you would like it to look like or think it ought to be, but it's your maximum potential. If you just disconnect from the mind and make yourself available to what we will call your higher self, although it's even higher than that, thou art that.